So Geoff Bush, the lead composer on Bluey, it's so great to talk to you today. I want to talk to you about classical music used in this kids' TV show in a moment. But first of all, how did you get into being the composer for Bluey?
I was originally a bit hesitant, and I saw the first episode. I was just really, it was really emotional. It was really blown away. So yeah, I just had to do it.
Why were you hesitant?
Because it was, the pitch was, it's a little preschool show on the side. Do you think you can fit it in? While I was doing it, working on something else. And I was like, oh. And I had no idea. This was before Bluey was a thing, you know. So.
A little preschool show. Yeah, that should be the title of your autobiography. Yeah.
That's a good one.
How did you write that theme?
The theme, there was probably about 8 different versions of it. And... yeah, what we did was sort of create a game of musical statues shouting out the characters' names. And that little hook, I'm not sure where that came from, but it's now everywhere. I must apologize to the parents of Australia.
There you go, a gift from on the melodica. Have you got the melodica there to hand? Oh, superb. So you blow in the end.
Blow in the end. Here.
You play the keys.
Are we all in? So
yeah.
Here we go. Russell! That's the one. That's a take.
Geoff Bush, the lead composer of the kids' TV show Bluey. Look, Geoff, I wanted to talk to you primarily about classical music used in Bluey, because there's a lot there. Who decides which classical music to use?
Well, every week we have what's called a spotting session, where we sit down and we work out all the spots where the music's going to go in the show, and we talk about the concept behind the episode and what the story is, or things that might be missing that we want to really highlight. And Joe Brum, the creator, often has a lot of ideas for classical music. He's a big fan. There is a big history of it in animation with Looney Tunes and things like that, and there's a history of using these pieces and sort of murdering them, or just there's something very fun about it. It's like putting ice cream on caviar or something. It's just fun. It's just a really fun thing to do.
Oh yeah, fun. I mean, Geoff Bush, there's a lot of fun in how you use classical music in Bluey. One of the things that springs to mind for me is the episode Feather Wand and the use of Grieg.
Yeah, a lot of the use of these pieces comes back to when I was a piano teacher, and I remember using Hall of the Mountain King just to sort of talk about, you could play it in so many different ways, being sneaky, whatever you want. You could play it staccato, and you play all sorts of games with kids with that one. And there's something about that episode that is such a game for Bingo that she's playing that just reminded me of that theme. And then I think there's also something, you know, magical about that music that really fit in with the episode. There's something a bit Harry Potter-ish about it or something. I don't know.
This is classical music. It's quite serious stuff, I suppose. With an inverted commas, serious stuff.
Yeah.
do you feel as a composer, as a lead composer on Bluey, that you have to do something to adapt the music and make it more accessible to little kids?
100%. Yes, 100%. Some pieces, you know, you do want to... There is that whole approach of really... this is about sadness and I've got to pour my heart out and blah, 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 and do this whole thing. And, you know, that's great. But there's a lot of music which is held up, I don't know, on a pedestal or something with classical music, I think, which doesn't need to be. It's fun. And I think that pedestal is something that maybe turns a lot of kids off it. And one of the things that we see in Bluey, you know, is the amount of kids who are really getting into classical music because they're seeing it through not the light of we have to sit down and be really quiet in a concert, but in the light of this could mean this could be a fun something like Tickle Crabs. That sounds like tickly music. That's fun. Doesn't have to have this inherent seriousness. It can be light. It can be really fun. And those composers are all long dead, so they don't care. We can just...
Geoff Bush with you this morning, the lead composer on Bluey. Geoff, a lot of the classical music ideas in the show come from the show's writer, Joe Brum. Wasn't it him that came up with the music idea for Magic Xylophone?
Yeah, That was one of the ones which Joe Brumm had a really clear idea from the get-go that it would be Mozart, Rondo alla Turk. And even Bandit says it right at the beginning of the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now play for you the Rondo alla Turk.
And so the version we did of that was sort of pretty close to the original, and then it slowly morphs into pantomime, where we sort of do sort of like a silent movie version of it or something, you know. Yeah, we went into these sort of different pantomime versions and tried to keep it as fun as possible. But that was a really great idea of Joe's to use that piece. And that might be... It might not be the first, but it was one of the first episodes where we really went, hey, using these classical tunes really works in this show and you can have a lot of fun with it.
Kids!
And on that episode, I've even had, I got a message from someone saying, my 3-year-old just asked Alexa to play Mozart.
Because of Bluey, that's what we like.
Which is great, yeah, which is great, because it's great. They're great tunes.
There's a lot of Bach in Bluey as well. I just went through and there's like at least 2 episodes that have a lot of Bach in them. What is it about Bach that seems to work for you in Bluey?
Yeah, there is a lot of Bach in Bluey. Or I should say there's a lot of Bach in Bluey, as a lot of people have mentioned. The good thing about Bach is because it's, you know, before, you know, it's pre-romantic music and everything like that, and there's not less of this idea of the music meaning something already in itself. You can follow these lines of thought or these how everything interlocks, and you can sort of create your own meaning a lot with how it fits into the story. And it's just beautiful music. There's so much you can do with it. Postmodern was a good example of his prelude in F sharp, which was one of my favorite pieces to play. That whole story is about Mum and Dad have had a bit of a fight, and Bluey and Bingo eventually decide to get Dad to write a letter to Mum, and they become the postman.
What's the first step?
Fold it down the middle.
Okay.
Move your foot.
And then fold the top bits.
Okay, folding the top bits.
And the final scene is using Bach's Prelude in F sharp. And at the beginning, anything to do with that letter arriving. And there's just something about it's simply just how those lines interact in that tune, where you've got nothing really coming together, and it sort of just seemed to really be sort of a metaphor for what's happening. I wonder if you can hear this. Can you hear this?
Absolutely.
So you've got, you know, you've got these two sort of lines going that never play at the same time, and then they all come together at the end. Sort of just a metaphor for that whole story. So there was just something about the structure of that piece that seemed to fit really well with that whole scene and the whole concept of that episode.
Beethoven pops up too in very important places, and the one that springs to mind is Bike.
Yes, Bike is another one which, you know, goes back to when I was a piano teacher. Bluey, at the beginning of the episode, is getting frustrated trying to learn to ride her bike.
It's not fair. Why can't I just do it straight away?
That's not how the world works, kid.
And the world is silly.
Can't argue with that.
And she sits down with Dad at the park in her frustration, and they watch all the other kids trying to do their own tasks, and it just keeps cutting between all these kids. I think, is it Muffins trying to put on a backpack? Another kid's trying to swing on the monkey bars. Bingo's trying to drink from the bubbler, and they're all trying to do their little tasks. And that sort of mirrors a practicing piano to me. It reminds me of that, you know. And so the main piece that I used to teach was Ode to Joy, because it fits perfectly under five fingers on the piano. It's a really great way to start learning. And the whole score sort of mirrors that. It starts off with someone trying to play the tune, but it's all a bit broken, so it's very... And then as they get closer and closer to achieving the task, the score changes into, you know, and then we've still got that broken, no legato or anything, just these broken phrases. And then by the end, we've got the full version with me singing faux opera and everything in it.
She's gonna do it! She's gonna do it!
That's you.
Yeah, that's me going sort of like that, and then cutting it up and putting it all into one. We couldn't afford a choir, unfortunately.
That was great. Let's get down now.
Talking about classical music on Bluey, there's one episode that listeners to ABC Classic are always asking me about. And it's every time I play music from the planets.
Yes. Sleepy
People
Time.
People text in and say, Sleepy Time. Have you seen Sleepy Time? And if you don't mind me saying, I'm trying not to be obsequious here, but it's a triumph of music coming together in animation. I just think it's wonderful. I can't watch it too often because it's an emotional experience watching it.
I mean, it's very emotional experience watching. It's an amazing episode, and you know, I really have to tip my hat to Joe Brum for, you know, coming up with that and using Jupiter. We sort of went through that whole episode and just sort of found the points which sort of show the parents' love, and then tried to seed little echoes of that tune in the soundscape.
You do your best, honey, but remember, I'm always here if you need me.
Okay.
Sweet dreams.
I always think that sort of structural music and storytelling really adds to the emotional impact for the end of the episode, when it's really like, this is what it's about. It's a really moving piece of music anyway. It just hits you.
Remember, I'll always be here for you, even if you can't see me, because I love you.
Geoff Bush, lead composer on Bluey. It's been so great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks so much. That's fantastic.